Howdy-do, buckaroos. It's another episode of Conclave Radio. I'm one of your hosts. Name's not Conclave, it's Casey Hall. And I am, of course, joined by the following.
I'm John, Conclave's beloved.
Hello, Clint Johnson here.
Howdy.
Is this the Western version?
Yeah, we're going to start doing tavern podcasts.
Tavern.
Or not tavern, saloons.
Saloons.
We have intern Nate.
Hello, intern Nate.
Intern.
And then we have a special guest.
Yet to be promoted.
Returning guests, Austin Hancock.
Hello, everybody. Woo!
Hello. Woo! And then first time, the Baylor Hancock.
Yes, sir.
Got a
Glad
pair
to have you,
got
fellas.
A pair of brothers.
Man.
Brother.
Hey, let's ask the question immediately. Pam's favorite. Who's Pam's
God.
Favorite?
Well,
that's rough.
How do you do that?
That's
I
rough.
Mean, y'all know. Man. I mean...
No,
there goes
don't.
My
you know,
question.
You or is Corey?
I don't think
is Corey
I,
the favorite.
Time to find another question.
When I'm a parent, I'm definitely gonna have a favorite.
You don't, but you don't think you
wow.
don't think you don't think mom has a favorite?
I think because he looks like her.
Uh huh.
Oh, I'm basically her. Like
yeah,
her.
You. Yeah.
Slight edge. Yeah.
Well, my daughter Addie has your mom for Sunday school, and Addie thinks that Pam walks on water. I mean, she's like, she's going to go spend the night with grandparents this weekend for Friday night. She said, but I've got to come home Saturday because I am not missing Sunday school. Quote. And so she thinks Pam's a pretty big deal.
Nice.
How's
Great.
Everyone doing?
Oh, fantastic. Ish.
It's weird.
No, yeah, it's going
it's
pretty
weird
good.
Being over here.
I know.
Yeah.
Usually we're like a team over here, yeah. Nate.
We got to do sorry. Funny
no,
things.
No, with, sorry.
This is like one of the most people we've had on a show in a long time.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. And
it's a good thing.
And unfortunately, Greg's not here. Otherwise, we'd have even more people.
Oh, we miss
Am
you,
I not
Greg.
Good enough?
We miss you, Greg.
No, you're fantastic. Jake
Thank you,
Jane.
Casey.
You're a great addition.
You're a great person.
Yeah. Can I share the miraculous thing that happened with my car recently?
Oh, I wish you would.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to go back all the way to December when it started freaking out and misfiring, and I couldn't drive it anywhere, so I took it to the dealership.
Wait, you should go even further back.
Further back.
And say how you, the car that you had before that, the reason why you got the car that you have now.
Oh, yeah, my Ford Explorer that kept, 05 Ford Explorer that kept just having so many problems with. I became a wheel expert on how many times I had to change or fix things on that car. And eventually I ended up getting a Honda because it was better gas mileage, yada yada. Anyway, and that was in like August or something. Or May or June. Anyway, in December, it started freaking out, having misfires, took it to the dealership. They changed the timing chain, which was like $1,200. And then I replaced the spark plugs, and it went fine for a couple months until like a couple weeks ago, it started doing the same thing. I know. And then I had to get rides because I didn't have an extra car this time. Anyway, I finally drove it to the Susan Shine, which is closer. They said, yeah, you're better off at the dealership. So that didn't help at all. And then I get back in the car to take it home, crank it, all those lights turn off, and it starts driving normally the whole way home, and it's been driving normally since.
Sounds fishy.
It's insane. Well, I won't say it's fishy. I'll say it's God, because earlier, and this should have been part of the story too, as soon as it started happening, I was the squeaky wheel because I wanted the grease, you know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't shut up about my car to God. Like, you can have this one because I've already done it once and I have too many other things and I'm going to give it to you. And he did. And it was fantastic. So just little.
And even to this day, still rolling like
no,
a champ.
Yeah,
right?
As if nothing ever happened. So it might have just been moisture or something.
Praise the Lord.
But yeah, anyway, that's how my week.
He healed your car.
A couple weeks have been.
Good for you, Casey.
Praise.
Cool.
Awesome. And how are you gentlemen doing?
Doing
good? Everyone doing good?
Doing good.
Yeah? Good. Well, I mean, Austin's like a veteran now, so.
Yeah, I'm 2 for 2.
You're doing great, Austin?
Doing great.
This is since you, last time, one of the last times I was at basketball practice. Mm-hmm. Me and Austin had some words during basketball practice. He's very mouthy.
Yeah,
I've
had to repent, and I'm going to get better.
No, I don't want you to get better. I want you to stay competitive. Yeah. I mean, even though you're going to miss the first game.
Though. There's a line,
you know,
though.
It's kind of ironic that the one that's the loudest at practice is going to miss the first game.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, yeah.
That was
yeah, figures. Planned. Figures.
I'm just glad you weren't here last Sunday.
Oh, really? Not so good?
We had a total of 6 people.
Yeah. Oh, so everybody, once every people saw some people were dropping out, we had a low turnout, huh?
3 for 3. Brett, has Brett played that hard the whole time? We've been practicing.
Brett played hard the whole game?
He plays how
I
normally play.
That's what I think.
Sorry. I think he's just on my side. He's always on my team. So
okay.
Shout out to Brett.
Yeah, Brett does a great job. Yeah. The professor.
Yeah.
He always wears socks, too. They're like
yes.
Animated.
Yeah, very nice.
Do we have, like, nicknames on the back of our jerseys?
I don't think we're
he could be the professor.
I wish we could, but I don't think we have the funds
like a 2K
for that.
Name.
Our team is called Bye Week.
Yes. Bye week.
Nice.
So that if when a team sees us on the schedule, they'll think, oh, we don't have to show up because we have a bye week.
Or is that us trying to get easy wins? I mean,
it's all
mental, win-win for all of us, literally.
Starting that mental game early.
First game starts not tomorrow, but next
Thursday.
You're
playing the game before the game starts, I see.
That's right. So, Casey, what are we talking about this week?
Well, we are finally finishing out our series in First Peter after, like, six weeks on it. In Conclave Radio,
all the many leaders, many different people taught.
Many first timers taught.
Little Austin was going to teach, and then he backed out, so he didn't teach. But we had lots of people that taught. Everyone did a great job.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of first timers.
There was a lot of first timers.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this just because I'm biased, and I'm biased about everyone that taught. Easily, the best teacher was Casey Hall. I mean,
I'm not.
I mean, it was real. It was expected.
And I'm not gonna say yes or no.
No, you did. You did a great job, and you had to teach the hardest week because you had to do the week on marriage.
To tell you,
I mean, he got to submit. Submit your husband week.
When he brought this whole charade up to like we're all gonna teach every week, you know, I thought, okay, so we're all gonna like take a week to read First Peter and then pick weeks. No, people start picking weeks 1, 2, 3, and 4. So I grab week 4.
And we all didn't know what
week
4 was.
Yeah, I didn't know
what
I was teaching on until the week before, and apparently I got marriage. So that was fantastic.
But he did a great job.
That's what you're best at, Casey.
That's
what you're best at.
Marriage?
Yeah.
Now he's prepared.
It was definitely the walk on eggshells night.
Yeah. He did a great job. Yeah. I mean, everyone did.
So just remember, wives submit to your husbands.
That's right. But apparently the more emphasis is on the other parts.
But
too,
husbands
right?
respect your wives.
Gotta respect your wives, right? So this week is Sabrina taught week.
Yes.
And it was on chapter 5 of 1 Peter.
Chapter 5, the flock of God. Is really, again, this whole, just to recap all the whole letter from Peter to the Christians within Rome. This was a time where Christianity began to rise up because of the way they changed their lifestyles and their attitudes. Within an oppressive government, or not within, but while they had an oppressive government, you know, they were frowned upon, they were looked down upon, you know, they were made fun of, stereotypes were made for them. But Peter writes to them saying, no, you should not fight evil with evil, you should fight evil with love, you should live like this, submit to the government, submit to your superiors, and show everyone that they are wrong about us as Christians. And in chapter 5, you know, we talk about submission even more. We talk about the younger generation compared to the elder generation in the Christian community. In verse 5 it says, in the same way you younger people must submit yourselves to your elders, and all of you must put on the apron of humility to serve one another, for the scripture says, God resists the proud but shows favor to the humble. And you know, I think that's a great way to
About how in the video portion where he talked about how that's a choice, you know, that's something you, when you put on the apron, you know, you're going to the kitchen, you open the cupboard, you look for it, and in our case, you know, choosing humbleness is not the easiest thing.
Nope,
you know, I don't know about for y'all, but that's not the first thing that I think of every day is being humble. It's something that you have to work on depending on where you are in life, and and choosing every day to put on humbleness. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's easier to be humble than others. When I'm having to eat crow, okay, me and Casey had a talk yesterday. Casey said, you missed it there. And I said, it wasn't anything about sin or anything, but he was like, yeah, you missed this about, so, you know, and I said, you're right. And he said, I told you so. And I said, you're right. You know, and so it's easy sometimes to, when you're having to take your foot out of your mouth, but mm-hmm. other times when you're tempted to be a little more proud, you know, Peter talks about how we should put on, you know, you have to put on that apron of humility.
Yeah, I think a big part of humility is being able to understand that you need help and being able to understand that it's okay to ask for help from people that you know you can trust, and God especially.
Well, the thing that really I remember that he talked about too was in verse 5 where he says, it says, God resists the proud but shows favor to the humble. And another translation of that, it says, God opposes the proud. So it's not just that we should be humble because that's the right thing to do, but Scripture says that God opposes us when we are proud. Like, whoa, you know? And when we're so full of ourselves, when we just think we are the bee's knees, when we think that the world revolves around us, the Bible says that God opposes people that are proud. I mean, he is against us when that happens. And so that's definitely not, I think someone said in class, someone said that of all people to have going against you, that's not who you want. Right, intern Nate?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think the second part to that, though, too, is like, you know, not only do you want to, like, you know, not, you want to be humble, but the second part of that is like resisting the devil, just like it says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, humble yourselves before the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. I have New King James Version. casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. In a way, it's saying, like, you know, you don't need to be proud. You just need to put yourself under, you know, in all areas. Just put yourself under, you know, God and let him handle everything.
Right.
I think as a side note, it's also something that I noticed that before in other chapters, Peter was trying to put focus on how we're viewed by the outside world. But in chapter 5, he's putting more focus on the church as a specific. As this is what the church should approach themselves
or
as.
Us, or I even see it as us individually, mm-hmm. How we see ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think this is always something I've struggled with, or at least thought of a lot, was sometimes, in some cases, like, or I'm going to say this as a question. Have you ever put yourself in a position that seems like humility, but you do it to make yourself feel better about yourself?
Yeah, that makes
like,
sense.
Yeah. Like, you say, like, oh, I was humble today, so I did a good job, and it's kind of backwards. Like, that just kind of,
like,
it's contradicting.
It's almost impossible to call yourself humble, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
You can do as many good deeds as you want, and you can still feel proud about it. But it's not about what we do. It's really about how we view ourselves and where we are in the hierarchy, you know, us under God.
Is that a check your heart?
That's a check your heart.
Yeah.
I think it really comes down to your heart, though, you know, because...
Chapter 5 is check your heart.
Because it's like, you know, God wants us to do things not to make ourselves look good, but for... He wants our heart to be about it, you know, like, don't help Billy over there on the side of the road just so you can, like, video it.
So you can put it on Instagram?
Right.
I helped Billy.
Right,
oh,
You do it because, you know, we're supposed to. We're, you know, supposed to love on each other.
Yeah, yeah. We don't say it to bring it up later.
Yeah.
Or we don't
Like, church mission trips should not be church-sponsored vacations.
Like earlier today when I... Just kidding.
Speak for yourself, Baltimore. No, I'm just kidding.
I haven't got to go on one, so... Kinda,
yeah.
Just kidding. You know. It's about your heart.
Absolutely.
But this book, this chapter also has probably my favorite verse in the entirety of the New Testament, which is that your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion wandering, seeking souls to devour. I recently wrote a paper on William Blake's The Tiger, and I mentioned this verse and about how often I like the choice of animals that people choose because Jesus is often compared to a lamb, which is seen as a very innocent and a very pure creature, while a lion or a tiger is more viewed as a creature of impulse or instinct. So Peter's kind of subconsciously telling people that as Christians, we should try to avoid what we would normally do as humans and fall back on really what Jesus would do. So more so ignoring the flesh and the self and looking on what is more Christ-like when it comes to how we approach the church.
There's one of those real famous scriptures in the First Peter. It's 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. I don't read the Message Bible because it's of the devil. No, just kidding. But it says that. But it is great. It says, so be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. But that first part, so be content with who you are.
Content's a strange word to me for that kind of phrasing.
Yeah. I mean, it seems so different than cast all your cares, cast all your anxiety. Yeah,
I was about to say, is that it's a different version or
the
different verse?
I mean, it's the same with the Message one. I mean, it's different, you know, but it is a unique way of looking at it. You know?
Is that the same verse?
Yes, same verse. I mean, one verse, you know, all the rest of them say, Good News Bible, leave all your worries, which is what Casey and I like. Cast all your anxiety on him.
It makes it more of like a reality, like now.
Be content with who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, that is different, but if the context is me promoting myself, me wanting myself to be better and bigger than what I am, and, you know, and pushing myself so everybody knows who I am and I have the most likes and whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in that context, it's true. You know, don't worry about how this anxiety. I mean, how many people that are 24 and under that's what they stress about a lot of times is how many likes and hearts and comments is this Instagram post going to get?
Everybody,
right. And so
challenge for you all. Just
and so
social media.
And so that's what he's talking about here. You know, put on humility. It is not about how many people like. You know, how many followers you have on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know, they say Instagram's the worst for
mental. It says he'll promote you when the time is right. Like when he wants to.
God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote
that's
you
cool
at the
that
right
itself,
time.
Too.
Yeah, it means that you're not really in control.
So don't let the world predict how you're going to act. Be willing to act the way that you believe you would normally be. I guess that's a good way of looking at it. That translation has always been difficult for me to understand.
Which translation was that?
That was the message. The Message Bible. Yeah, it is different. I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure I'd want it all the time for my Bible reading, but I like it.
I hear people talk about the Passion Translation a lot.
Again,
I can't really get into some.
Yeah, Andrew likes it. Some of the translations. Pastor Andrew, he likes it, and I like it too. When it comes out with a full Bible, I'd like to buy it just for something else. But I think that's just kind of a cool way of putting into context about today.
Oh, yeah. Just remember,
because again, I'm not sure. I see some people that I'm like, wow, you know, they need to check their heart about how prideful they are. But a lot of it sometimes is like what Nate was talking about. It's more subtle stuff, you know. And I mean, I know people that'll take pictures and they go through so many different shots of the same one just to make sure they get the perfect one, you know. And what is that?
It's pride.
And myself too. I mean, I've done the edit and all that.
I'm pretty sure everyone is.
Sure.
You know.
I mean, you don't want one that's got like lettuce in the middle of your teeth. I mean, I get that. Yeah. It's a hard thing.
I edit episodes.
That's right, you do.
I don't do
you
social
make ourselves
media.
So much better.
I do my best.
You make my ramblings sound like actual things. Yeah.
But I think it was a great. I think it was a great study.
I think it was a fantastic study.
I liked going through First Peter again.
Yeah.
Personally.
Everyone
and of course, at the end of chapter 5, he has a final greeting. You know. I write you this brief letter with the help of Silas. That goes into the historical. I like this in verse 14. Greet one another with a kiss of Christian love. Again, I think that kind of. It's like a summary of almost the whole chapter of, you know, Christian love.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you read the Bible and let the Bible speak for itself with context and the flow of which the writer is writing, inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's amazing if you just let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart what transpires versus when we try to make the Bible serve our purposes of what we're saying.
Instead of digging for different interpretations.
Yeah. We were talking when I missed teaching that you ended earlier.
Yeah.
We were talking about in the class I was teaching how, man, it's so good when that happens. It's edifying, right? Rather than just going at it and saying, well, find this verse that fits my situation and what I wanted to say.
Oh, was Bader going to say something? Yes. Praise the Lord. What were you going to say, Baylor?
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh.
But one thing I will say from writing styles, comparing Peter and Paul, Peter's way more blunt than Paul is. If you ever read a letter written by Paul, Paul was very eloquent with the way he likes to speak, and Peter's way more blunt.
Casey, now I'm on this kick of now. I want to compare everything to what the Message Bible says just to give it a comparison. You know what the last verses say? It's pretty cool. The last part of it, of verse 12, I've written as urgently and accurately as I know how.
Wow.
This is God's generous truth. Embrace it with both arms.
That's
kind of a cool way of saying the last thing. Embrace God's truth, his generous truth. Embrace it with both arms, which means, man, just soak it all up. Don't let any of it go.
It's really, give it a hug.
Not your legs, but your arms.
Your arms. That's right.
It's a very intense, I don't want to say intense, and powerful way of, right? I mean, like, say that first part again.
I've written as urgently and accurately as I know how.
Yeah, it says, I write you this brief letter.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he definitely takes some liberty.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. My AP Lane class has, like, changed the way I, like, look at this stuff. Because, like, when you have to do, like, a rhetorical analysis, you know, like, you have to look at everything the author put in there as, like, a huge deal. Because when you think about it, like, there is only one Bible. I mean, there's, like, multiple translations. But, like, each part is there for a reason. Because it was big enough to be put in the Bible. So it's, like, when you read it, like you said, you just have to let it speak to you. You don't try to bend it. You have to analyze it with all its context and with everything else in it, you know, and just let it, you know, read it. Don't like, you know, try to tell it what to say.
Welcome,
you know,
to my life as an English major.
Well, I was about to say, you guys would get a kick out of just classes on studying the literature of the Bible. It'd be really cool. But I was going to say, with a podcast, maybe not. It's a hard taste.
Convince me of that literature stuff.
Yeah. I was saying it may be a cool idea for a podcast to look at the spectrum of translations from NKJV, KG, ESV, all the way over to NLT, NIV, Message.
Greek, Hebrew. We would definitely need Greek for that episode.
It would be fun to walk through it and just see. I don't know how you would do it, but it'd be kind of cool just to...
The translation episode? Ooh.
That would be...
Austin translation episode?
Not something super deep. Not something super deep. Something fun.
Fun. Yeah, absolutely fun.
Not deep.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah. We couldn't do deep anyways. Speaking of not being deep. Speaking of not being deep, I believe it's time, Casey. Is it time?
Uh-oh.
Man, oh, man. Austin has experienced it. Baylor, this is your time to welcome you to the Conclave Radio family. It is now time for us to play five random questions.
So, can we ask sibling-based questions?
So, play music?
No. Oh, so, here's how it works, Baylor.
Sibling-based questions. I'm asking sibling-based questions.
And we're going to each ask you a random question. And your answers will determine how we rank you as a guest.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we've had some that are like, I'm like, I mean, you don't want that. And we've had some people are like,
man,
we need this guy to come back. We need her to come back. She was awesome. He was awesome. And so I'm going to give you a couple pro tips. All right. And this
can we get some like introducing questions, like just kind of leaning into the five? So I get warmed up a little bit?
No.
No? Okay.
No, we don't do that. No.
So here's what you don't want to do. If we ask you a question, if the answer would be yes or no, it is, as Casey would say, it is implied the why. So yes, and then right. Okay, you don't want everyone just say yes or no or pass. Oh, you don't want to do
what
pass.
About I don't know.
Like, oh, don't do that either. You gotta fake it till you make it. Yeah, right.
I do have a question for you, Clint, because I don't know if you looked some of these up. Some of us have sibling based questions because it's the first time we've had a pair of siblings on the show.
Yeah. This is Casey's idea.
So
wait, is this for Clint?
No, this
is a Clint. Okay. This is a question for Clint about the questions I'm about to ask you. So I may have a couple questions that
they both can answer together.
Fair enough.
Okay. But at the end
separately
of it, we will judge Baylor as an individual.
Oh, yeah. Austin's already judge gone me. Through the
yeah.
process.
So yeah, so if it's a
I'm
sibling question, you both can answer together. But it's okay. So do you want me to go? Who Casey always goes first.
Oh, question. Well, do you want to go first since you have the multiple questions? There's only four of us. And we'll come back to you. We'll just go down the line. Do you want me to go first?
I mean, you always go first.
I do?
We always start with Casey Hall going number one because I'm the hump question. And I can do two if I need to.
Question number three. Roll them.
We'll just roll with it, Baylor.
Well, yeah. We'll explain.
We'll figure it out. All right, go ahead. Question number one.
Okay, question number one. Baylor and Austin Hancock. Oh, where was it? Oh, okay. Is there something that your sibling may not know about you? And what is it?
Ooh, that's good. I think you should answer this first so I can think.
I don't know.
I'm sorry? You just said I don't know to your brother's that five random question? Oh.
Something
okay. Ask the question again. Give them time. The audience can hear it again.
Is there something that your sibling might not know about you? And what is it?
I mean,
this is good.
No, it could be a legitimate answer, but I don't want to use that. Like, I want to think about something. That you don't know about me.
Boom, boom. Can we come back to it? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think that'd be smart.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I really don't know.
Wow, we've never done that before.
That's like a...
Wow, that's
like we're hiding stuff.
That's the best question I think I've ever asked on the show, if I'm being told.
Okay, all right, here we go. All right, let me give you a softball. Okay,
this for me?
They threw a pass.
Yeah, this
in.
For you.
For me only.
Never had a pass on the show.
Would you rather? This is a would you rather. I like would you rathers.
I agree.
Okay, would you rather be trapped in an elevator full of people with body odor, or three soaked dogs? And why?
Three soaked dogs.
Yeah, like three soaking wet dogs. Uh-huh. Or would you rather be in an elevator?
Where are me and the dogs at?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty compact. You're pretty. I mean, they're like they're like huskies. I mean, they're pretty big.
I think I'm still going with the dogs. They can't talk.
That's true.
That's one.
Yeah, that's a win.
Dogs kind of smell in general, so I'm not really like bothered by their odor if they have it.
Okay.
They're
dogs.
Yeah.
Are you a dog lover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think yeah.
Those are two reasons. I'm trying to think of one more. Just
But then I started thinking. But what if you're on the elevator for a long time? And what if the dogs were going down to the bottom floor with you because it was time for them to go out, and they've been put in like inside a house or the hotel for like hours at a time, and you know it's like time for them to go outside, and now they're stuck in the elevator for hours, and then you're gonna have that going against you. You still going with dogs?
I still am. Yeah.
Yeah, because the not talking is key, right?
Yeah.
Is
that what you're saying? And I can just pour my heart out to the dogs.
Yeah. And who are they gonna tell?
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. Fair enough. Question number two. No. This three. Would technically this be question number three.
This is three.
Yeah.
Three.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just still thinking about one too. I can't.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. So do you want me to do question number three as well, and then four and five?
Or yes. What do you guys want?
That's good with me.
That's, okay. That's fine.
I've got a pretty good question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
Mine's a sibling question, so.
Oh.
Mine's also a sibling question.
Oh, great. Goodness. Well, go ahead and ask your... Intern Nate, you've earned your stripes. Do the hump question. What an honor.
This will be the step to your promotion.
Yes.
So the hump question is probably the most important... Not the most important question, but... It is very important because...
It's what defines you.
Yes, yeah. It's the halfway point. Once
and
it's
I will
over,
bring up that you've actually used the first pass we've seen on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does mark the halfway point in your question.
I mean, you're starting off a little rocky by doing a pass on question number one.
Like, but in your defense,
though,
it was
I'm
a good question.
I mean, no's an answer. Like, no's an answer.
So there's nothing that... There's
off the top of my head, no.
Okay, well...
So you don't answer, though, and I'm going to think harder.
Okay.
So...
But question number three, the hump question. If you get a call in the middle of the night that your sibling is in jail, what would be the first crime you would think of?
That's rough.
I have one for me. I don't know about you, though.
No, answer for all.
I think it's for, like if I was
answer,
in jail.
I know. I have one for what
okay,
I would
what?
Be.
Oh, you, but yeah, you would be in jail.
Well, no,
for?
We let Austin answer that one.
I've got one.
Okay, go ahead.
No,
you go.
I don't know right now. Hey, there's some crimes.
All
right.
Any crimes?
List of crime.
I have one. I mean, it's kind of mild, but breaking into a or
was,
trespassing
yeah.
into
oh, really?
A that was building.
Oh, really?
Not you're not supposed to and getting arrested
because
yes.
That's what you Hancock boys like to do on the Friday night. Is
sometimes yeah and go on top of skyscrapers and tall buildings and take pictures and
wow
stuff,
really
so.
Wow are they on Instagram?
Some, that's yeah. That's what I, that's what I think of Baylor. Some. It'd be fun if we did the third sibling. I'm not sure.
Would the answer be different for Corey?
No, I'm saying I'm trying to think.
I'm looking up some crimes to get my mind going.
I mean, I have to be honest. When I think of someone that goes on a crime
child
spree, I'm not really thinking of Austin. You going to do child abandonment?
Are you in assault?
Disturbing the peace is a crime.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I can. Yes. You can get. Yeah, you can get a
ticket.
I don't know if you'd be arrested for it.
You can get a ticket or a warning for disturbing the peace, I think.
If you're too loud in an apartment complex. That'd be like a loud
party or something, yeah.
I have a story I could share.
I still got to answer, man.
Where there were blue lights
involved.
But.
Well,
then. I mean, I don't know. If it was one, I'd probably say, like, it's still not very true. Though.
Austin's just perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Like a... some sort of driving misconduct type deal?
Oh, yeah. Like road rage?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Now, see, true. I can see also okay, how no, road no. rage.
I can see you being a church gang, get a little too chippy and hit somebody.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Yeah, like, no, I can at. Totally see yeah, that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, man okay, man yeah, gets fine. Arrested.
Maybe battery for, or? Yes.
Manslaughter. No, he couldn't punch that hard.
Assault
but yeah, battery. Yeah. just simple battery.
Keep it up with the sibling questions.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever get any kind of scuffle during your basketball playing days at college?
Mom told me about your middle school days.
Yes. Oh, really? What happened?
What's up?
Whoa.
Oh, no. Okay. I was not, I don't know if my salvation had imparted into my heart.
He was still working on you?
But, no, that was like a silly, like.
Don't dance around, just tell us what
going
happened.
Going through. Yeah, no, sure, it was in the, it was PE. It wasn't like.
I mean, I can tell if you really want me to.
No, you don't. You'd probably mess it up. No, I don't even remember what it was.
We haven't been there to the extent, but we've all been there.
Come on now.
All right, do y'all want this story or the
no, we want
one
your
time
story.
I got involved with a police over an incident?
Whoa, what?
It wasn't serious.
Baylor
though.
Made
it
the
silly.
Choking.
It'll make sense.
The choking hand gesture. I want the middle school.
I didn't choke anyone.
What did you do?
This sounds awful.
Here
if anybody's watching,
I know I'm so
Conclave
super
Radio.
Is this
no.
going to prevent you best from getting a job? Because if it is, you can do the police story.
I guess
no.
For your own safety, pick the mild one.
It's not. Yeah, I didn't think
Norway is watching.
We go to a commercial break.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, no, I've never in my career done anything that's
we're
like
kidding. Go ahead.
Terrible.
Yeah, right.
No, okay. I'll tell you the one story about we rolled somebody's yard.
Oh,
now listen, there goes
listen.
Your career option.
Yeah. All right. So I have to tell this. So we did it. It was at a friend's sleepover. We were camping that's outside. Cute. I know. We were. It was probably middle school, freshman year of high school type mm-hmm. deal. And we kept knocking on the door of the person we rolled their yard because we wanted them to get up and that satisfaction of being like, oh, no. And we knocked. They never came out. So we knocked some more. They never came out. Wait a little while. We knocked some more. Never came out. Knocked some more. Never came out. Did it a few more times. And then all of a sudden, like two or three cop cars pull into the driveway. And we all acted like we were asleep. And
outside?
One of the guys was really funny. He's like, "Sir, I have no idea what you're talking about. Just to be quite honest with you." And that was it. So
it's
hopefully,
no,
that's what I'm saying.
Bad.
It was silly. It was silly. I mean, we don't do that.
Where we were like running through the yard and like we hit the fence and like fell through the fence and like it
oh
up. Yeah we yeah.
Man, I haven't been rolling in many.
I've
years.
Never done it.
Somebody's so. House got rolled the other day in my neighborhood. But out of all the houses in our neighborhood, this yard only had one tree, and it was like a tiny tree. So it was just like. I was like, what was the fun in that?
At the house I used to live in,
it was like 5 minutes.
I came out, went outside one morning to walk the dog, and someone had rolled my car.
Oh, yeah, that's
and I,
good.
And for I what? Called around, and I thought for sure, I might have even called Casey. I called everybody in Conclave. I was like, okay. All right,
I think
yeah.
I remember this.
But
right
and no one fessed up to it, and I found out. I don't think it really was anybody from the church. It was just someone random that rolled my oh
I have two quick things.
Okay.
One time I put toilet paper on someone's light that was shining up, came back around, it was smoking, like the light
oh,
smoking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it could have got real bad. Yeah. But we knew the people, so it wasn't like too bad yeah. too bad.
Now I've never rolled anyone's yard, but I have saran wrapped some cars before.
Oh, I've heard that's good. I've never done that. I've heard that's good though.
Yeah. The last one, we're going down the road, there's another car. For some reason this like 10-year-old thought it was a good idea to raise up with a toilet roll. Throw it at someone's car coming the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds bad, but it's like soft. It didn't mm-hmm. do anything. Yeah. Slammed on the brakes. We met up with him. I apologize. Like, you know, I wasn't a very good kid sometimes. I had some mischievous moments. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had that many like bad rolling
no,
stories. We just threw some rocks to their window like it wasn't a big
deal. Oh, he did.
A brick, rocks, brick.
I think we still have like another question.
Right, question yeah. five, JTJ.
Was that
no, that was
three. Question number four, JTJ.
I can't top that.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I have a sibling question.
Okay.
Describe each other in one word.
Oh, no.
I can take it, but it's okay.
One word. Crap.
Oh, that's really?
Not the one word.
Man, jeez.
I mean, he did roll people's yards. I mean,
I need to expand my vocabulary now that I think about it.
What would you use for Baylor? What would be your one word to describe Baylor?
Exuberant.
Exuberant.
See, like, I don't even know what that is.
Wow. is ball hog one word or two? Because that's what I was going to use. I've learned that about Baylor.
What's exuberant?
You're just, let's see, exuberant means you're just full of good things.
Full of life. And
always giving it out and like just enjoying life.
I mean, what if I just absolutely bash you after you said that?
I can take it. I'm okay. It's okay.
I would say passionate.
That's a good word. That's a good one, too. That's a good word for Austin. Yeah, passionate. He is passionate.
That could be good and bad, so that's why I think it fit. Like,
After Sunday, I would say faithful.
Faithful. Ooh.
Hey, he answered his own question.
Man. Okay, so we're going to do mine, and then we're going to come back to yours. Is that what we're
going
to
do? Yeah, you still got to answer question one.
Okay.
Oh, great. Joy.
Okay, you're in the... No. If you could close one fast food chain due to disgusting food, what would you pick? Not because you don't like it. I mean, but like if you think find the food is disgusting, and if so you could close one.
In other words, like just a place I just don't like in general? Like not because their food, but just I just don't like them? Like
no, because their food is disgusting.
Disgusting isn't like greasy or like bad?
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
you
it's,
know, whatever.
It's up to you.
That you don't want to eat it.
And now I'm hungry.
I mean, I know we're not
discussing food.
No. Just hungry.
This is just a me question, right?
Just you question. Yeah, individual.
And then everybody's going to chirp in?
This will be just you. Then we can chime in if we need to. Yeah, sure.
Let me think. I'm trying to, I have one in mind, but I feel like I'm missing something.
Because I've seen you with McDonald's.
Yeah, I can eat some McDonald's.
Yeah, so you can put down my conflict. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, their food is not the best for you, but when you're in a pinch.
No, I can eat it, yeah.
There's a McDonald's. There's always a McDonald's.
I can eat it when I'm at the top, too. I don't need to be in a pinch.
So that's my unfortunate.
Right,
I would say Crystal.
Crystals.
I would agree with that. I would agree 100%. In fact, the Crystal next to the church closed.
I like Crystals. I really do.
I did too for a certain period of time.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for the Crystal.
I don't eat the one near the church, but Michael one time we went to the church and he got the chicken Crystals.
I did too. Yeah,
and they were undercooked and
and their fries were really like soggy. Yeah, and just like
see, Crystals is one of those things where like if someone brings it and that's the only thing we can eat, I'll eat a couple.
A sack of Crystals. I'm probably
in the minimum about this, but I hate Waffle House.
Oh. Yeah,
you're probably the minority.
You're the minority.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never been to a Burger King person.
Oh, no, I'm not a Burger King person.
Yeah, I'm amazed those are still
there. Chicken sandwiches, I can do that.
The long one?
Yes.
I like the long skinny
very
ones.
Good.
Those are good. They're burgers. I'm not very impressed
with. No, I'm not very impressed.
And I'm not eating
another one.
Whopper.
Captain D's.
Oh, I would never eat Captain D's. Yeah.
I kind of like Captain D's.
I don't eat seafood really.
Like, their soggy fries are kind of good to me.
Their soggy fries are kind of good.
Kalira has a Captain D's. I don't see anybody hardly at it, but it's been open, like, ever since I've been there.
Yeah.
But are you a Popeyes or chicken or Chick-fil-A kind of guy?
That's the Lord's chicken. I do Chick-fil-A. Is the Popeyes one good?
I think it's better.
It is good. No.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's good. It's very good.
People answer that question though with the whole like service and like how they are in mind. We're just talking about the sandwich.
The food.
Nothing else.
Popeyes is better?
Not how long it got it, not like the service you get, like just the sandwich.
No, Chick-fil-A is still better.
Well,
I mean all around it's
better. If you listen to the episode your brother was on, we had the discussion about the new sandwich that Kentucky Fried Chicken has. That it is a chicken set. KFC has a chicken.
That's and a close one to Crystal.
The bread is basically Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, that's that.
Whoa.
As delicious as that may sound, it also sounds
awesome.
You want to give it a try, don't you?
Maybe, but.
Yeah, but you want to try it.
Nobody. I might take like a bite, but after that, I feel like I'd be full or just diabetic.
I think you would love it, but I think you just know, hey, I just can't eat that. And expect to live past, you know.
Nobody really talks about Zaxby's anymore.
We love Zaxby's.
Hey, their new chicken sandwiches are good.
We like Zaxby's.
They're good.
The donut chicken sandwich and try it.
Zaxby's is almost a dish.
Okay, Nate, challenge accepted. Let's do it.
That's a great idea.
That is
we
a
just
great
get
idea.
One on Conclave and we cut it in like four.
I'm not a donut guy either.
You don't have to eat the whole thing. You just have to eat a bite of it.
I don't want
to
get judged for it.
No, I'll do it, Nate.
Next week.
I'll
just
do it
bring
next
a
week.
Sandwich.
Yeah, I'll do it.
We're gonna be we'll be here next week.
We'll try it next.
Just
week.
Let me know how many we need, and we can get us some.
I'm down.
Wait. That would be something you would get your intern to get, right?
Ooh.
Boom.
Winning.
Oh, where are you?
Yes.
Just make sure to bring lots of water.
All right. Do you have an answer for the question one, or you just want to stick?
Was that the last question?
You never answered question. Well, you said no, but if there's
something, he had something that I don't know about him. He said that.
About question number one?
I had something
they may not know.
Well, take a guess.
Hold on, let me
if you don't know, what are you going to do, look through your photos or something?
I'm just trying to get my mind just going somewhere.
What do you think that...
Do you know everything about, like, destinations I've been to and stuff?
Oh, destinations.
See, like, that's not interesting. I mean, that's interesting, but that's not... Like, I want some, like,
oh, Wild exciting. Baylor
get
things.
Get your hand off the mic. I'm making all these kind of noises.
Sorry, tell guys, you about I didn't know that. Anchor.
I took guitar podcast. Lessons in high school. You know that. Oh, dang.
You didn't know, like, okay. Did y'all ever know about, like, did y'all ever sneak out of the house, that kind of stuff, when you weren't supposed to?
Where you
did each of you know, y'all didn't do those kind of things? I didn't either. That wasn't my thing. But I figured with three boys, surely one of you were escape artists.
No,
y'all didn't do that with Tom and Pam, y'all didn't roll like that?
It organizes everything right there, okay. And it's
nothing like
you can even monetize
breaking curfew.
It monetizes it.
Y'all knew about it?
There's, like, conversations going on.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, I'm here.
I thought you were really sick. I really thought you were... Stop by that train. Instagram, in reality,
Facebook,
okay, nothing like that.
Facebook,
everywhere.
YouTube. Well, while you're thinking,
I'd
press that bell and that subscribe button. It's completely on YouTube.
Fine. Sometimes the answer is no.
That's a good question. Like, I wanted, like, a good answer.
Well, that means that y'all communicate very well. If that's where you're at.
It's either that or it's just very boring. Like,
probably that.
You guys are just so friendly with each other.
Yeah. Well, good job, fellas.
Good enough.
Good job. Well done, Baylor. Well done. So next week. The Kentucky Fried Chicken Donut Challenge.
Yo. Oh, gosh.
Boy, oh, boy.
Who lasts the longest?
I mean, don't, you can't, I'm not going to eat the whole, I'm not going to eat
next week,
before.
Conclave Radio Food Review.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
your
gonna,
boy.
Gonna, we need to early promote it on the social media.
It's your boy, Johnny Rockets.
Yep. Yep.
Coming in with another food review.
KFC, okay, so.
Yeah, I have no clue. Let
me tell all you listeners where you can, where you can find us. If you're listening to something and you hear something you might want to watch, you can find us on Twitter, where we live stream the podcast, or YouTube, where we upload it later in the week. And you can also find us all over social media. That's Conclave or Conclave Radio. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. And if you're in the area, you can always join us for Conclave every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. There's usually free food, and Clint Johnson.
That's right, there is.
Always bringing Master the Clint. Fantastic fire. Wednesdays at 6:30, Conclave U, where we get a lot of our content for the show. And, of course, Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, Pastor Jason Brown and Bringing the Fire.
Welcome back, Pastor Jason.
Welcome back from Germany.
Yes.
All at Metropolitan Church of God. And if you can't, that's okay. Like I said, you can keep up with us on social media.
I think we should shout out our athletic teams here.
Basketball team.
Very
coming
big
up.
Game.
Oh, you know what? We're going to be eating
the season opener.
We're going to be eating a Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich with a donut the night before our first game. But what if we win our first game? Then we might have to eat it every Wednesday night.
You can probably miss me with that too.
And remember to stay faithful to your Christian lifestyle and to submit to those, even if you are oppressed. And
wow,
that was a hard ending.
Man, that sure was. Wow.
Stay faithful to your Christian lifestyle. Show others you're better than they think you are.
Okay.
How about that one?
That's pretty good.
That's better.
And then we'll tell you about this insane chicken sandwich on the next episode of
Conclave Radio.